Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Here, Bird Show.
It wasn't that long ago. In fact, it was just Monday, but in a lot of ways, it feels like it was 3 weeks ago when Oprah Winfrey made this challenge to everybody in the in-studio audience.
Now, over the years, I've given away cars and houses and my favorite things. And I can honestly say that every gift I've ever given has brought at least as much happiness to me as it has to the person I've given it to. And that's the feeling I want to pass on to you. I want you to have that feeling this season. So here's what I've done. Instead of going to a lot of companies, as I've done in the past, and asking them to sponsor my favorite things and give them to you, I went to just one sponsor, Bank of America, and I asked them to help me do something that I've never done before, because I thought this was a very good idea. I really do think that it's the best gift that I can give this audience. So everyone here today is getting the chance to do something really extraordinary for others, okay? Okay? So you will each go home with $1,000. Yes. $1,000. Okay? And that money, here's the challenge. For that money, this is what you're going to do. You're going to open your hearts. You're going to be really creative. And you're going to spend it all at once on one stranger or spend a dollar on every person. It doesn't matter to me. There is so much you can do with this challenge.
So Christy O'Connor and her sister Casey Osborne were, did I have that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Were in the in-studio audience for Oprah, and they got that $1,000. And they happened to be Burt Show listeners also. So when they got back to Atlanta, kind of asked us to get some help for them to make that $1,000 stretch. And it just has taken off from there, which was Oprah's original idea, obviously.
Correct.
So you guys got to be feeling pretty good about things that have happened so far.
We're feeling fantastic.
I mean, keep in mind, this $1,000 was just that before they walked in here. But even before we started with you guys, you had already raised a good amount of money.
Yeah, we had. We had searched out some sponsors and people that were really interested in doing this for us and just, you know, really behind it 100%. So that was a big help, too.
So we turned around and we went to our friends over at Kroger, who have always been big-time supporters of The Burt Show and Q100. And I know Tammy and I know Bruce personally, and Tammy and I have had conversations on the phone, and they just have, like, these hearts of gold. So we went to them first to ask them if they would help also. And immediately, the folks over at Kroger signed on and embraced this idea. And within 24 hours, Kroger had somehow, some way passed the word to everybody within the organization. And now if you go into Kroger, if you're going to buy anything at Kroger, it doesn't matter what register you're at. They're going to ask you if you want to round up. And that's all based on what Christy and Oprah have done over the last couple of days. And we have been taking calls for the last couple of days now from people saying, I went. I took my kids. My coworkers went down. So it really has kind of like just been this amazing groundswell of support.
It definitely has. I thought it was so cool because I went to Kroger and did my little part. And Melissa's been 14 times, but I've only been once.
Right.
But I went to ask them to pay it forward. And at my Kroger, they had a flyer already out there on the cash register. The cashier behind the counter knew exactly what I was talking about when I said that I wanted to make a donation to my sister's house. And when she keyed it in the little number where she had to key it into their system, it actually came up as pay it forward on the thing.
Cool.
So I just thought you guys would think that was cool that, you know, yeah, it started with you guys going to Oprah and it just trickles down that whole way. I mean, it's just so cool how, you know, it's just like you guys started it in motion, and with Kroger on board, the momentum has just been building and building and building.
But with you guys on board too, we couldn't have done it without you.
Not at all. So many people have called and said, is that you and your sister that are y'all doing this show? Is that what you did? And it's just been fantastic. And if it had not been for both of you guys, we would have never, ever gotten so far.
Never.
It's been absolutely amazing what we have done so far.
Well, we said this over the last couple of days, that we have a community here, Burt Show community, that is so unique to any radio station I have ever worked at before, that when they understand who we're trying to help out, in the case of Burt's Big Adventure, they understand that, Masha's graduation, be it Hurricane Katrina kids that need backpacks, or mothers and their daughters over at my sister's house, if they understand who they're helping, they just come through for us every single time. So while you guys are giving us credit, it really has, it's all about the listeners.
Oh, definitely. It absolutely is.
Good morning, CJ. You're on Q100.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. How are you today?
I'm great. I just want to say that based on what Bert just said, you guys, the Bert Show could rally behind anything, and I guarantee you that you're going to have success just because we're so loyal to you guys. So whatever you guys decide to do, we're going to support you, first of all.
Don't give us that much power.
Right.
within reason. Within reason.
Okay, all right.
We will definitely take advantage of that if you let us know that.
You will follow us anywhere, I see.
Oprah's connected, you know. Oprah, you know. She's got some clout. But the fact is, you guys, we just really support you guys. But I heard about this on Wednesday, and I just been to Kroger like four times on Tuesday. I was a little irritated. But I had to go to Kroger yesterday, and I totally forgot. I went home, I got in the bed, and I was like, crap. So I run out, I go back to Kroger, and I picked up anything, something random. I think it was like steaks or something. I don't even need steak. But I got to the counter, and before she could even say anything, before she could ask me, I was like, I want to pay for it. And she was like, okay. She couldn't find the key. I was like, you know, it's on sister's house. Just go ahead, click it. Just click it. Click the key. And I calculated it just so that my total was like $6.01, so that I paid it for 99 cents. Aren't you guys proud of me?
I am.
Very,
totally.
Yes, that's awesome. Yeah. Good
totally.
For you.
So,
thank you very much.
You're welcome. And actually, my boyfriend came over and saw my receipt, and he was like, you paid it forward? And I was like, of course I did. And he got a little excited, so he went to Kroger, too. Aren't you? It just
awesome.
Happened.
Thanks, CJ. Appreciate it.
It's part of the snowballing process.
Yeah, I think this is really kind of like has always been Oprah's intention with this pay it forward type thing, that it doesn't take a lot of money and it doesn't take a lot of time to make a tremendous, tremendous amount of change, you know?
It does. And I think that was, you know, Jen Hobby hit on the nose the other day. This was part of her challenge. I'm giving you $2,000 or $1,000 a piece. What can you do with it? Can you do it small? Can you do it big? What is your goal? And our goal was to make it huge.
Mm-hmm. And why did you guys pick my sister's house?
Well, actually, we started with my son goes to a school here in Gwinnett County, and we started with the Project Overcoat that they do. So I called the school while we were in Chicago and said, who does Project Overcoat? How can we get to them? From them, we got to Atlanta Mission. When I talked to the people at Atlanta Mission, we said, we want to do something that helps children. Atlanta Mission said, well, we have these facilities. They put me down to the children's shelter. Then we got with LaQuisha. So it was just one thing after another. We started really large, and we tried to make it a little bit smaller. And we couldn't believe where we got to and how many shelters they had and what all they did. We knew Atlanta Mission was large, but we didn't understand exactly how large they were and what type of an impact they had around here. So it snowballed. Once we found them and we told her what we wanted to do to help, when I was talking to her on the phone from Chicago, I could just feel her crying, that she was so excited that we had chosen their organization. So she just was telling me how happy they were and that no one else had ever done anything like this for them. So they immediately just got the ball rolling, trying to give us names and numbers of who we should contact, things that they could do on their end to help us. And that was how it started.
And how long ago were you all sitting in Oprah's audience?
A week ago yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it happens quickly. This was the point she was making. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can make tremendous amount of change in a short amount of time.
Right.
And that's what you guys have done. This, my sister's house focus also was a little bit more personal for you too, right? You had a dream.
Yeah. My dream was to always have my own children's shelter. And so when we were able to take my sister's house and just really snowball it, I said, this is where we're supposed to be. This is perfect. And we went down there yesterday and spent about 3 hours with it, you know, and looking at it and the children and the moms. And I was like, God, this is just awesome.
Yeah. It's an amazing place. We've been talking about them for days now, and their success rate is so much better than most places around the country also. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal place.
Yeah, like Bert gave the statistic earlier that like you said, the success rate of My Sister's House, which is, you know, like they were saying, part of the Atlanta Union Mission, has a 60% success rate. And then, like Bert said, well, that's, you know, 6 out of 10. That doesn't sound as impressive as it would when you look nationwide. 30% is the average nationwide. So 60%, anybody who's successful is enough. But with My Sister's House, they have above average success, and they have a program. We've taken calls
from listeners who are graduates of my sister's house for the past several days, and every single one of them has says it does work. They were, and the one word they used was patience. They have the patience with me when I came in those doors mm-hmm. to get me where I needed to go. And each one of them that we talked to, successful, one's getting her master's degree, another one is, you know, everybody's, you know, in a professional job and been able to be reunited with their children and raise their children. So my sister's house obviously is doing the work that is necessary.
Hey, Jim, this is Jim Bass. He is the chief program officer for Atlanta Union Mission.
Hey, Bert.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great, man. What are you guys doing there differently than other places maybe around the country to make the success rate so kind of, it's astronomical, mm-hmm. really?
Well, Atlanta Union Mission is faith-based. I think that makes a difference. We have a spiritual 12-step program. We have, you know, like staff that really has a Christ-loving heart. I think that makes the difference. By the way, we have 6 ministry centers at Atlanta Union Mission, and we serve over 900 people every day, 365 days out the year. We provide food, clothing, and shelter.
You must have been overwhelmed the last couple of days when you heard that these guys were going to be helping you out.
I could feel the energy coming from Christy and Kelsey. They're doing a God-sized job. We cannot do this by ourselves, Bert.
Yeah, there was a momentum, and there is just a passion that they have, and you just want to get behind it, you know?
Absolutely.
So, again, thank you to you guys for coming to us so we could help you in any way that we could.
No, you guys have been amazing. I can't believe how quick you turned it around. I emailed Tracy. Next thing you know, Tracy's calling me.
Yeah.
And there it went.
She's usually on the computer playing solitaire, so when an email comes in, usually it pops right up.
Checking out exes on MySpace, you know, that kind of thing.
So. It's like, ooh, somebody likes me.
Bruce Lucia is here also. He is the president. I said he was the owner, and I'm sticking with owner. Of Kroger. And he and his family, they really do. I mean, they walk the walk. They are involved in so many different philanthropic organizations around Atlanta. And Bruce, I just have to tell you, man, I mean, for you to embrace this idea with 100 and what is it, 34 stores?
A little over 130 stores.
130 stores here in Atlanta. That's a giant machine. And as I said yesterday, I think when you have an organization that big, sometimes it's tough to get stuff done quickly because the machine is just so big. But that certainly has not been the case with Kroger.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. But first, I want to say, Christy and Casey, congratulations. What you've done is just phenomenal, and what you're doing for my sister's house is just top flight. And this town is such a giving community. And, Bert, when you guys do get behind something, it's obvious this city reacts to it as they have today. And we're so proud to be part of this. And when you called Tammy and said, what do you think about this? And then Tammy called Ted, our advertising manager, and then she called me. And I said, yeah, let's try this. Let's see how we can help. And it's been a lot of fun. And we're raising some money, and and we're going to give you a little total here in a little bit. But I think your goal to start with was a little over $5,000.
I was happy with that, yeah.
$5,000. Then, Bert, you said $25,000.
I was a little bit more ambitious, yeah.
Well,
I thought, you know what, if we could get $25,000 in just a couple of days, I think that would be a pretty amazing feat.
Well, we want to beat both those numbers, but what we need to do that is go ahead and extend. We were going to raise till noon. We're going to extend till midnight.
Oh my
okay.
Gosh.
Okay, and I think that's important that we do extend to midnight.
Yay. Great. Thank you.
Awesome.
And I'm proud of our customers because they really come through, and I'm proud of our associates because to put this together this quickly was the job that they did, and I thank them for doing it. And Ted did a wonderful job, and I'm just proud of our whole team.
All right, so listen to what Bruce is saying so you don't have to rush out or stop at Kroger this morning on your way into work. You can now wait till this afternoon or tonight also because we're extending that deadline.
Or be like me and go this morning, go at lunchtime, and go at dinner.
Yeah.
Because you need breakfast, and then you eat your breakfast, and oh, I don't have lunch stuff. And then you go, and yeah, that's the Melissa way of Krogering.
Good morning, Jessica. You are on Q100 in the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I was wondering how I myself could join my sister's house.
What do you mean by join my sister's house?
How could a mother and her daughter get help from that organization?
What?
To be part of the program.
To be part of the program?
Uh-huh.
Is that where you are in your life right now?
Well, I don't have family around here, and I need a place to help me out. I recently became single, and I have 2 little girls, and I'm a young mommy trying to, you know, do what's right.
I imagine you're kind of like it's a panic mode at this point. You know, you're looking at your kids and wondering how are we going to make it through the day?
Not, yes, and, you know, make the biggest thing is making the right decisions, you know, making the right choices and making it, yes, you know.
Jim, how does she...
the life that they're used to.
Sure. How does she contact my sister's house?
Bert, this is the number. It's area code 404-367-2465 and ask for Angie Stevenson. She's a shelter coordinator. She will help her.
All right.
Hey, Jessica, I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll get that phone number to you because it's probably pretty difficult to jot down right away. So let me put you on hold, and we'll get you in the right hands, okay?
Yes, traffic it is. Thank you.
Okay, hold on. And those are the people that you guys are helping.
That's awesome.
I mean, that's what's been going on the last couple of days.
And that's what we're here to do, so that I think that's just great.
Well, we weren't going to do this, but we decided just a couple of hours ago that instead of waiting till tonight and telling you guys what the total is, nobody in here knows the total except Bruce. And it is written on this piece of paper right here what the total has been over the last 48 hours. I promise you, nobody in here knows.
Nobody knows?
Nobody knows. I have no idea. Melissa doesn't know. Jen, nobody in here knows except Bruce. You guys want to know?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm like nervous to open it up. Like I feel like the dude at the Academy Awards. You wanna, I think that's a better idea.
The winner is.
I think it's a better idea. No? Me? All right. All right. Your goal was how much?
$5,000. Anything?
Now, I got to be honest with you. I was ambitious, and I said $25,000. I said if we could do that in 48 hours, that would be pretty impressive because that's a lot of people going through Kroger. So I thought maybe I was going to overshoot, and I was wrong. The number as of midnight last night, Kroger and Q100 listeners have donated
$60,000. Wow. Wow.
$313 to my sister's house.
Awesome. Oh my gosh, that is great.
That is the change that you guys made with your $2,000.
Oh, that is so awesome. Thank you so much.
Oprah's suggestion and Oprah's gift to you of $2,000. You guys have 30 times that and made it $60,313. Congratulations, you guys.
Thank you so much.
And that's just from the total from midnight last night.
That's just from last night.
And we're going till tonight at midnight tonight, so.
Thank you.
Think about, I mean, when you guys think about $60,000, think of all of the women that are going to be at my sister's house. Think of them just like Jessica was on the phone having no place to turn with their children in their car, if they even have a car, walking into those doors and all of those families that you guys helped out with just that
$2,000. That's just awesome. We can't even speak right now. So thank you so much, everybody that has gone into Kroger and donated. Just, oh, thank you so much.
The associates at Kroger have been fantastic. Thank you, Mr.
Lucia.
Thank you to all your executives. Thank you, everybody in the stores, for going in and buying stuff. For your all your associates, like I said, you know, promoting this and really getting behind it. Thank you, Bert Show. You guys are just the best. I swear, you're awesome.
You guys made some serious change. If this is what Oprah wanted you to do, I'd say mission accomplished with an A. $60,000.
Wow.
In 48 hours.
Oh my God.
Based on your efforts. Congratulations,
you
guys.
Thank you so much.
Bruce, again, big thank you to you. The deadline has now been extended to midnight tonight at Kroger. And once again, I want to tell you guys, this is no sales promotion that we got involved in. This is just something we were hoping you guys would do, is stop by Kroger and just round up. And you guys have done that to the tune of $60,000 in 2 days. That's an amazing amount of money.
Unbelievable.
That's like congratulations.
That's like 5 cents at a time, 10 cents at a time, 15 cents at a time. It's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, Candace, good morning. You're on Q100.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I mean, I went to Kroger, and I really didn't know how many times I go to Kroger because I already needed to go. I didn't realize how many times I go to Kroger in the past 3 days. I've been there like 3 times. And I just was thinking, wow, my little 13 cents here, my 18 cents there, my 90 cents there, I did not believe it was going to be that high. You guys did a great job. Great job.
Thank you, ma'am.
I'm very impressed. Oh, my God.
Anybody that went into Kroger over the last 48 hours or will continue to go in until midnight tonight can feel the same way that Christy and Casey can, because all of you guys had a hand in that.
Absolutely. This was a community effort. This was not just Casey and I. We could not have done this if it wasn't for everybody here.
And once again, Oprah's right.
She said that you can make change in a very short period of time.
You can.
Why does that woman never get it wrong?
I don't know.
She never gets it wrong.
No, over the years, I've given away cars and houses and my favorite things. And I can honestly say that every gift I've ever given has brought at least as much happiness to me as it has to the person I've given it to. And that's the feeling I want to pass on to you. I want you to have that feeling this season. So here's what I've done. Instead of going to a lot of companies, as I've done in the past, and asking them to sponsor my favorite things and give them to you, I went to just one sponsor, Bank of America, and I asked them to help me do something that I've never done before, because I thought this was a very good idea. I really do think that it's the best gift that I can give this audience. So everyone here today is getting the chance to do something really extraordinary for others, okay? Okay? So you will each go home with $1,000. Yes. $1,000. Okay? And that money, here's the challenge. For that money, this is what you're going to do. You're going to open your hearts. You're going to be really creative. And you're going to spend it all at once on one stranger or spend a dollar on every person. It doesn't matter to me. There is so much you can do with this challenge.
Join me,
Jamie. Here, Bird Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.